This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The state has taken a significant move forward on the path to making marijuana for medical use widely available. The Department of Public Health yesterday provisionally approved 20 licenses for medical marijuana dispensaries. None are expected to open before July or August, as there are many steps ahead in the local approval process. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes us to the site of one proposed dispensary in Brookline to explain what comes next.
On Beacon Street in Brookline, outside a liquor store that will become a dispensary if owners clear local hurdles, a half dozen passersby aren't bothered by the pending change.
They're going to do it somewhere.
Brookline resident Faye Jordan just shrugs.
It's like any other business, or it'll become that way.
But across the street, salon owner Seda Avanesova is not happy with the news about her possible new neighbor.
In the Brookline, it is good, very quiet city. A lot of kids, a lot of students here. This is no Colombia, no Mexico, this United States.
Avanesova will have a chance to air her concerns at a public hearing the town of Brookline will schedule as part of the local approval process for one of the dispensaries that won provisional state approval, New England Treatment Access. The local process will follow two tracks. One, to determine if the dispensary meets Brookline's medical marijuana rules, and the second will be zoning and planning reviews that are similar to those for liquor store owners. Brookline Public Health Director Alan Balsam says he's confident, based on meetings with the dispensary owners, that they have a solid application.
These are folks that we know and we have a relationship with, and I personally think that they are well qualified to open a dispensary here once we work out the details.
There are lots of details, even beyond the local approval process. The 25 to 30 workers that New England Treatment Access expects to hire in Brookline, and another 75 or so at its cultivation facility in Franklin, must go through a state approval process that includes background checks. The dispensary has to outfit that cultivation facility and plant the marijuana. Each facility is required to grow and process its own plants. Dispensary owner Kevin Fisher says he's already spent almost $1 million on this business and expects to spend more than $10 million by the time it opens. That, says Fisher, will be in early August if everything goes without a hitch.
Day one, you'll have 20, 25 strains of flower. You'll have 15 different concentrates. You'll have 25 different infused products, including edibles and pills and tinctures. We want to make sure that the patient experience from the get-go is one that they deserve.
Fisher says he believes his experience running a marijuana growing and sales operation in Colorado helped him win a license. There is some grumbling about out-of-state winners and about the fact that former Congressman William Delahunt was approved for all three of the applications he submitted. Walpole Deputy Police Chief John Carmichael, who was on the state's selection committee, says licenses were awarded based on the strength of the business plan, operations, security, and local support.
All of the political aspect of it and everything was taken out of it, and we only focused solely on the application itself.
The Massachusetts Medical Society continues to raise concerns about the lack of research that supports marijuana for medical use. The Society's president, Ron Dunlap, says dispensaries should consider handing out warnings with marijuana, as the FDA requires with most approved drugs.
I think that it would be useful for the patients to receive information about the effects of marijuana and so forth, side effects and cognitive issues, so we wouldn't have people driving after they used their medical marijuana, etc.
Patients who've been using marijuana are grateful to know dispensaries will open later this year.
It's so critical to patients and to their safety.
Allison Jones from Rutland says marijuana relieves the pain and muscle spasms she still has after serious injuries from a car accident more than 3 years ago.
Leaving the black market as the only alternative is not a safe alternative. Because there's absolutely no regulation or testing on the black market, you don't know what you're getting.
The state did not approve any dispensaries in four counties yesterday, Franklin and Berkshire in the west, as well as Dukes and Nantucket, the islands. Applicants the state felt were qualified but had not applied in these regions can resubmit in these areas, which might mean 4 to 6 more licenses approved later this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.